Whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So who is this talking about? In our scriptures, who is it talking about who says, whoever obeys and teaches these commandments is going to be the greatest? Who is the one who obeys and teaches these commandments? Oh, obviously Jesus, of course. Yeah, Jesus is going to be the greatest. But who is the one who teaches the commandments? That's what it's saying right there. Who's supposed to be the one teaching the commandments?
Moses.
Moses? Okay, I mean, yeah, but he's not just talking to Moses, right? Moses is already dead, right? His disciples? Okay, so only the disciples can be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
Any one of us.
Any one of us. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And so what he's talking about here is he's saying, look, it's about obeying, yes, is of course going to be the greatest. You want to be, the only way any of us is going to make it to heaven is if we obey God. In fact, that's what it says in the beginning here in Deuteronomy. It says, now Israel, hear the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you to observe that you may live and enter into the land and take possession thereof. Take possession of it. It's not just talking about the Holy Land, the people of Israel there. It's really talking about what the Holy Land represents, which is the eternal resting place of all who put their trust in God, heaven. We have to observe and obey these things if we're going to be able to enter into the land which God has prepared for us, heaven. But he's saying, if you're going to be the greatest to be able to enter into there, you got to obey, yes, which is what it's echoing there, but also teach. Teach. And you were very astute, so you didn't say, that's just you, Father, you're the one who's got to teach us. No. Each one of you has a role of teaching too. Any of you have had children? Some of you? You've had children? Yeah, you've had children. And so that's an important aspect too. What is the relationship between the parents and the children? What are they called to do? I'm going to tell you right here. And this is going to shock you, and maybe it's going to make you think I'm wrong or hate me. I want you to prove me wrong in this. I want to be proved wrong in this. I'm going to make a statement here. I want to be proved wrong, but I'm pretty sure I can't be. Nowhere in Scripture does it say parents love your children. That should shock you. Exactly. It doesn't say anywhere that we as parents are supposed to love our children. That should shock you. It says, love God. It says, love your neighbor. It says, husbands, you're supposed to love your wives. It says, wives, you're supposed to be submissive to your husbands. It nowhere in Scripture that I've ever seen, and I want to be proved wrong, but I'm pretty sure I can't be, does it ever say, love your children, parents? It doesn't say, make sure that they have great lavish parties for their baptism, confirmation, for their wedding. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say, make sure that they get a car or are able to have a good education in the secular world. It doesn't say that. Do you know what your call to do is as parents? Exactly. Exactly. Just go to it. Go to it on your own time. Maybe one day we'll go through it in our Bible study time. But in Ephesians chapter 6 is where it talks about the relationship between parents and children. I'm going to skip over what it says children have relationship to their parents just to focus on this. In chapter 4, it sums up the vocation of parents. Or chapter 6, verse 4. It says, and you, fathers and mothers, provoke not your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and corrections of the Lord. That's it. Nowhere again does it talk about the relationship between parents and children, or the parents' relationship toward the children. It means don't be a jerk to your children to make them be angry, because they're already going to be geared toward rebellion against you in some way. So don't irritate that more. And then it says, but do, when you're doing it, you must make sure that you bring them up in the discipline and correction of the Lord. That's it. Why? So that they can enter into the land which is heaven and possess it. That's your role of teaching. That's how you can become the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, by teaching your children, whether they are physical children or spiritual children, whether those that you have let forth from your womb or the fruit of your loins, or whether they're ones who you take on and care for as though they were your children, exercising a spiritual fatherhood or motherhood over them. Brothers and sisters, that's what we're called to do. And that's what we're going to be judged on before God in heaven. Did we teach? Did we not teach? Did we obey or not is what gets us into heaven. Did we teach or not is what determines how greatly or less greatly we will enjoy God's goodness in heaven. Let's ask God to continue that role of teaching, because it still continues, even after the children have fled the nest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.